Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 15, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
Material body means different ways of giving trouble. I've got one trouble, he has got one trouble, he has got another trouble, he has got but nobody is coming to the senses that it is troublesome. And troublesome at the same time it will be allowed to continue. It has to be ended. Then another change of body and what kind of body you are going to get, that you do not.
In the Western countries, people are taught that if there's some difficulty, they should not try to accept it. They should try to change the situation.
But you cannot change. What is the answer for that? Nobody has been able to change the situation. Who has been able to change the situation apart from birth and death? Where is the change of situation that there is no more disease? So advanced in science, so wise, the change of situation is not there. Why is people are suffering? You are creating a hospital. That's all right. But where is this process that no more disease? Where is this change of situation? That is called puna-puna charvita charvanava, chewing the chewed. They cannot change the situation and trying again and again, hope against hope. This is their foolishness. Nobody is able to change the situation. They will dhesha gunami mohada. That is not possible. But they will not change. Yes, we are trying. Yes, we are trying. Dog's obstinacy. What you are trying in the history, there is no such instance that we have been able to change. It is not possible.
Well, now medical science is so advanced that even if you have heart disease, they can give you another heart.
But that means that the situation is changed. No more heart disease, or heart is never failure, it will continue. Where is the change? You may be proud with your pap-trap, false knowledge. Where is the change of situation? Futile attempt.
But they will say that the duration of life years ago was much shorter than it is now, that now the duration of life is 65 or 70 years average.
That may be in few cases. Generally, the duration of life is reduced. Nobody lives nowadays like his forefather. So where is extension? It is reduced.
And
what is the extension? In old age, the body becomes subjected to so many ailments. What is the use of living with ailments, with toothache, and many other things? What is the use of such life? better die young in good health chanting Hare Krishna. What is the use of prolonged life? The prolonged life, the trees are also prolonged life. Does it mean it is happy? They live for 500 years, 5,000 years. Hundred, 200 years living for tree is not at all difficult. But they live for thousands of years. So, is it very pleasing to live like a tree for many thousands of years?
No.
Then, why do they propose prolonged life? What is the use of such prolonged life, stand up in a place without any power to move an inch and suffer all climatic disturbances? Is that very good life? Everyone is, even if he lives for more years, the bodily, mental and external suffering will be there. That is the use of living. Prolonged life. Prolonged life, does it guarantee that these three kinds of misery, bodily, mental, and external, natural, there are so many disturbances. He'll be free from all these disturbances. Simply dog's obstinacy, that's all.
There's a Greek fable about that. There's a Greek fable. That this one lady got some benediction that she would live forever. Except she forgot to ask for eternal youth. So she forgot to ask, always be young.
No.
So she was very, very old and decrepit, and finally they just put her in a jar. And some young boys were playing with the jar, and they asked, what do you want? She said, I want to die.
When one suffers too much, he commits suicide. Life becomes very troublesome. The suffering is too much acute. You commit suicide. So that is not a solution we have prolonged. First of all, there is no prolonged. Even accepting it is prolonged, what is the benefit? Yes, everyone is destined to live for a certain period. You cannot prolong it, neither reduce it.
What about all these sufferings of the body? Let's say one has toothache or something like that.
Well, no, that I have already said. As soon as you accept this material body, you must suffer. That is the way.
So if you fix one thing, another thing will just go
down? Yes. You cannot fix anything. You can simply think that I am not fixed up. That is not possible. Even if you fix up one type of suffering, another type of suffering will come. So suffering must be there. The body means suffering. One should understand this, that asandrapi kleshadaya asadeha Nasadu manne jatvātmanoyam asannapi kresadeya asadeya. You are trying to adjust things, threefold miserable conditions. But you should understand that as soon as you get this material body, it will be suffering. Therefore, whole Vedic civilization is a culture how to stop this material body. The Mahavadi philosophy is there also time. The Buddhists are there also time. But they are thinking that there is no soul, finish this body. This is Buddhist theory. But they know that this is suffering. Similarly, the Mayavadi, they also know this body is suffering, so they want to come out of the body and merge into the existence of God. The senses are already there, either Buddhist or Mayavadi. And Vaishnava philosophy is not only come out of this miserable condition of life, but enter into Krishna's family and live peacefully. But so far, the body is bad. It is accepted by all philosophers. Any kind of Indian philosophy, they will accept it. The body is bad.
The Mormons think they go to heaven in the same body.
Yes. Except in India there is no philosophy.
No. There is no knowledge.
There is no knowledge. They are all in darkness. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, paropoka. These all rascals, they are in darkness. No knowledge. Don't you see? If they had any knowledge, how they are taking care of an ugly, diseased dog and killing their own child? Is there any knowledge? To maintain child is moderation, to kill. And to maintain 3 dozen dogs, all ugly and diseased, they are very much enthusiastic.
Because the dog will listen to them, but the children will not.
Not listen to them.
Dog is man's best friend.
Yes, dog like man. We don't keep dog. But we don't hate dog also. Let them keep their own position. In India still, they keep dog, but dog is not allowed to enter the room. No. Outside. They are trained up in there. When food is to be given, they'll call, come on, and they'll take food from outside and go. Always remain outside. Dog is never allowed to enter. Room or in the house, outside compound. Still, no dog is allowed to enter the room and jump over the body of the master and sit down in the seat. No. What is that?
These are marigolds. In the summertime, each one of these little seedlings, we transplant them. We give many, many nice yellow flowers with fragrance. We make garlands for Guru Nanak.
It was in the paper that one lady gave $4 million to her dogs, to her dogs in general, to help dogs. Last week, Roosevelt family.
Yes. $1 million.
also a society for the prevention of cruelty to animals.
And slaughterhouse?
They don't care about slaughterhouse.
This is excellent. Killing is not cruel.
They don't do it cruelly. They do it very quickly. That's a sign.
Will you be ready to be killed if I say that I shall kill quickly? You will not understand. Will you be ready?